And now this is a dictation for Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, June 1649. Addresses a letter to Dr. Lobert, L-O-U-B-E-R-T, at Pace, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lobert, a follow-up for Mrs. Miller, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, CHF, small kidneys, last visit in April, comes in person. Problems of gout, bilateral feet, which is a new problem for her, likely from the high dose of diuretics. Treated with colchicine for 2 days with improvement. She minimized the use of Norco, and not anymore, no anti-inflammatory agents or steroids. Now she's able to walk better. She has morbid obesity 288. Presently no vomiting dysphagia. Minor loose stools but no bleeding. Chronic incontinence but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Stable lower extremity edema, stable dyspnea, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, sleep apnea on treatment. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Coric. The high dose of Demadex, which is 100 milligrams daily, and once a week, an extra 40 milligrams in the afternoon. Next paragraph, today weight 288, blood pressure 100 and 662 on the right forearm, no JVD, alert oriented times 3, attentive, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are completely clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross adhesion, no pericardial wrap, there is morbid obesity at the abdomen, about 1 plus peripheral edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, August. Normal sodium, potassium, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics. A normal albumin, calcium. Liver function test not elevated. GFR at 32, although I do not see the creatinine. Elevated triglyceride, low HDL. Pro-BNP at 353, which will be considered normal. Magnesium and D-loci, likely from diuretics, a normal free T4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Without symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and there is no evidence for pulmonary edema. Likely effect of high dose of diuretics. Next number, hypertension in the low side, although not symptomatic lightheadedness. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, lower extremity edema, likely related to morbid obesity. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure. I'm not aware of valve abnormalities. Next number, sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, gout. Uric acid needs to be checked. This likely represents the diuretic high dose as well as renal failure. Next paragraph, comments. I'm concerned about the high dose of diuretics that she's taking. There is no evidence that she has severe pulmonary congestion. Her dyspnea goes more with her body size, hypoventilation, and sleep apnea. She already is having problems of gout as a complication of this. Her prior echocardiogram did show actually a decrease of ejection fraction in the 45-50%, as well as diastolic dysfunction. She's already trying to do salt fluid restriction. I'm asking her to not do the afternoon dose of Demadex, only to keep the Demadex 100 every morning. Notice that pro-BNP is in the normal side, not severely elevated. If recurrence of uric acid or high levels, we will have to consider allopurinol. If allopurinol is being done, consider for a short period of time overlapping with the steroids to prevent recurrence. Come back on the next 4 months, or you should discuss with the patient